The title of Matthew Sweet's new album, 100% Fun, is intended ironically. As rock critic Ken Tucker observes, there's always a set of more complicated emotions working within Sweet's brisk, often cheerful melodies.
Matthew Sweet is a forward-thinking throwback. Listening to the way he surrounds his thin, reedy voice with loud, jangling guitars and catchy choruses, you just know that this is a smart guy who grew up nursing his unhappiness with doses of the Beatles, the Beach Boys, and the Birds. When he got a little older, he must have recognized that the punk rock of the late 70s and early 80s wasn't just noise. It was pop with a subtext, with a purpose, with a vengeance. Over the course of five albums now, Sweet's achievement has been to recognize that there's something compelling and poignant and even mysterious about misery with a happy face pasted over it. The song I just played, Sick of Myself, is a little masterpiece of shrewd self-loathing, with Matthew hoping to prove his love for a woman by exalting her and debasing himself. Sweet likes to make himself seem like a whipped puppy, but you know darn well he's also a hound dog. He'll do anything to keep a girl interested and intrigued. One of the things I like most about Sweet is that he really seems to love women and is completely willing to immerse himself in their concerns and obsessions because he knows they probably mirror his own. On 100% Fun, Matthew Sweet is working once again with the guitarists Robert Lloyd and Robert Quine. They're both punk vets. Lloyd was a founding member of the New York band Television. Quine was part of Richard Hell and the Voidoids. Sweet uses their brutal sounds as the perfect contrast to his singing. Without the guitar's rough, jagged strength, his singing would be too faint and wimpy. As always, it's Sweet's sourness that makes his music so good.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.